Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 195 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's great to have you here with us again today, or perhaps you're here for the first time. If so, welcome. There's no better time than now to build this holy habit of reading God's Word each and every day. Well, friends, today, according to the Bible in a Year reading plan, we'll be reading Psalms 94 through 104 and Proverb number 11. By way of this podcast, I will be reading Psalm number 96 using the web translation of the Bible. That's the World English Bible. But be sure to read the rest on your own, and you're welcome to use whatever translation you have on hand. If you're in need of that Bible in a Year reading plan, click the link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you can print or download it. Finally, friends, if you are enjoying this Bible in a Year reading plan, I ask that you consider clicking like or subscribe on your listening platform of choice, as that does help the podcast get seen in search results for other people who are looking to read God's Word in a systematic way and in community with other people such as yourself. Thank you for your consideration, and I appreciate all those of you who are clicking like and subscribe for this purpose. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm number 96. Sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless his name, proclaim his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples, for Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to Yahweh, you families of nations. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his holy courts. Worship Yahweh in holy array. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. The world is also established. It can't be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and its fullness. Let the field and all that is in it exult. Then all the trees of the woods shall sing for joy before Yahweh. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, the peoples with his truth. Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for this time together. We ask that you would quiet our minds and our hearts that we might hear your still small voice, which still speaks out to us through your holy word. The same Holy Spirit that inspired this word is speaking to us today. And we ask, Lord, that your truths and your wisdom would be upon us and that would work in and through us so that you might be glorified in all of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you read through the book of Psalms, you might have noticed that this phrase of sing a new song is not something that occurs just once. It appears in many of the Psalms. Psalm 96, 98, and 149 begin with these words, sing to the Lord a new song. It echoes what the prophet Isaiah said in 42:10, sing to the Lord a new song. And in Psalm 33:3, we see, sing to him a new song. Psalm 40 gives a little bit of insight as to why this song might bubble up from within us, or why we ought to be singing this new song. And it's really because when we are praying to God for deliverance or rescue from certain situations, when that comes to fruition, when God answers that prayer for us, it says that God has put a new song in our mouths, a song of praise to our God. I'm also reminded that this psalm might have some prophetic edge to it, where it is not only celebrating what has happened in the past or in the present, but what is coming in the future. If you look at the world around you, you might notice that it doesn't appear that the creation, the whole of creation, is singing a new song of praise to God in the current moment, right? If you've seen on the news, there are some very powerful storms that are running through the United States. There's this very large hurricane that is barreling towards Mexico and some other countries in Central America. You might be wondering, does that really sing a new song to God when it brings such destruction around us? We're also reminded that often in our own lives, we have some storms and some situations or circumstances that leave us feeling harmed or depressed and not really wanting to sing songs of praise. We'd rather sing songs of lament. The Apostle Paul points out in Romans chapter 8, around 19 through 23, in the verses that creation is groaning right now, groaning with labor pains that are bringing about the new creation. There will be a time when Jesus returns that the whole earth will be full of God's glory and understanding of God. It's at this time when the new song will be sung by the whole of creation and all of the inhabitants, the people who have been found in Christ, who have been made righteous through Christ. And what a day that will be, because there will no longer be sadness, there will no longer be hurt and harm from people around us, injustice and prejudice, and all of these things that cause us to sing songs of lament and to feel down and depressed and crushed. No, when God returns and his kingdom comes to fruition, a new song will be sung in the hearts of all people, rejoicing in the fact that God is with us and that we will bask in God's presence forever. And we all look forward to that day. Well, friends, I hope that you enjoyed this time together today, and I look forward to seeing you back again on Monday. I hope that you have a very blessed weekend. You find some time to worship and rest and to just delight in God's presence. Until then, friends, I will see you on Monday. God bless.